You gotta love the way Yanko is the right. What did he do wrong?
Started off right.
What? Oh, my shit. Fuck. Thank God.
Yeah.
Who likes that?
Zach.
I'll see you Shabbos.
Will you be here?
Yeah, I got a little bit. Yeah, Shabbos. Second tier citizens go to the country, including myself. Okay. No. Remember something. Okay. So we have Wednesday. There is a whole pair of tests. A small one.
Emotions.
What?
Well,
it's emotions?
No, it's emotions.
Oh, Gabi Moshe, then. The Moshe I saw, huh? The conversation is now ongoing, where he says it's from Q-Kruck and back that the tshuva should be emes v'yesha, should be true and everlasting. So even though the actual concept of tshuva is just as ziva tachet, leaving, deciding that you're not going to do it again, and that is considered tshuva, b'halacha, but that it should last and it should have a change and it should be a real. A real tshuva, in other words, that it transforms the person, where a person's spirit, where the energy, where there's nothing lost, when is then he says you need more than that. And the first step that he said that you need more than that was that you need to really have rahmanis. Only by realizing what you're losing could you have remorse. Number two is to actually go into and realize why the thing that we have done is actually bad. So that's stage number one. Then he says, after you do that, then we can reach to that all in tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva. Tshuva law is already where you connect on a totally positive. What do you mean totally positive? He's going into literally almost like a tzaddik level where the person learns and davens and does everything with a tremendous passion. Because now that he's changed over, and now that he's not connected anymore, and now that he doesn't want to be that anymore, and he realizes how great his neshama and what the loss factor is, so now that he's actually learning and he's actually doing good, he actually feels good about it. So this is already that's tshuva yilah. The higher level of tshuva. Now, granted, tshuva yilah does not need to be only to somebody who did an avera. That could be somebody who's a tzaddik. But it's like he finishes off yesterday that it's more unique by somebody who has transgressed because he feels bad about his situation, which created a tremendous yearning, and that yearning cannot be accomplished. Only comes about that way. Well, be your Indian and to understand better what the concept of the tshuva yilah, the higher level of tshuva, koshikosav v'zayar kodesh v'tikunim v'kama mekemis, the vina, this is more Kabbalistic peric, the vina, he tshuva yilah, v'ein v'vetet alef lochim, just like a bird that hovers over and watches over the little chicks, the little birdies, so also Bina watches over the emotion. Now, he granted, now already he's talking very heady, he's talking about heady things about to do with what's going on in your head. Of course, we're not talking about tshuva tata. When you're talking about tshuva tata, then you're mostly preoccupied with the chet. You're mostly preoccupied with what did you do wrong and what to get, how to get out of it. And even when you're talking about positive things, like the derech monis on the soul, it's still... The fact you're still focusing on the fact of where you were, what you could be, it's still always in the negative. In Tshuva Yirah, you're already striving for something else. You're already flying high. You're already going on looking for something else. So over there, Bina is very important. The contemplation, really understanding. Because Bina is going to be the one that watches the bird. What is the bird? The little birds don't know what they're doing. That someone can grab them. It's easy to see. It's food for somebody else. It itself doesn't know what it's doing. The mother needs to be watching. What does that mean? The emotion. We're talking about already in Tshuva Yirah where a person has emotions. Emotions are a dangerous thing. Not guided. Not guided can go anywhere. Because one of the arguments that the Mitzvah Rebbe had with Aaron Shoshello, which was one of the main Chassidim of Alter Rebbe, is that his occupation, he was very into the expression of emotion when it came to Chassidim. Even though it's Chabad Chassidim, but still a tremendous amount of showing of emotion. And
can you be more specific? What do you mean showing of emotion in what way?
That was very lawyerish.
In davening?
Oh man, I'm in attack. I really didn't think about it before I said
it. Wasn't as bad as in davening?
Davening is where you express it mostly, but in general.
And the Rebbe was once more emotional.
No.
The Rebbe was more emotional.
The Alter Rebbe was Alter Rebbe. He was a completely different, unique individual. And then he had students. One of his main students was Mitzvah Rebbe, who became the Rebbe after him. Another student of his was Aaron Shoshello, who was a chaver. He was a chavrusa with the Mitzvah Rebbe. He was very passionate in emotion. And he was very deep, obviously, and he was very expressive of the emotion. And the Mitzvah Rebbe was very different. It was shocking. Mitzvah Rebbe started a new way of doing it, even though it sounds like we would be more around Shoshella, but long-term we see how the results are. When there was a big wedding, and Rebbe Tzipa Bishofer was invited to the wedding, he came also to the wedding, and the Alter Rebbe told the Mitzvah Rebbe to say chiz. And when the Mitzvah Rebbe said chiz, he was staying in one place. Now, the Alter Rebbe, when he was saying chiz, would not, at some point, would lose control, like, because of the overpowering emotion, sometimes he would literally fall on the ground, or would be expressive, the body would be expressing itself like erratic behavior. Not any different when you read that about the Nevi'im, there was erratic behavior when they were getting the Nevuah, because what they were perceiving and feeling was something beyond what they can take. Not different than when you tell somebody something that they can't handle, and they just jump up and they're like, what? What was the moving your hands? What are you moving your hands? Why are you jumping up? Why are you running back and forth? You're not. It's just a reaction. The body just gets this jolt of energy, and it just expresses itself erratically. Now, the Mitzvah Rebbe was talking about these concepts, and he's just standing there, like just sitting there and focused. So the Elizabeth Benjamin, which was appalled. He never saw such a thing. Like, what are you just saying? Word? Like, is this real? Well, what's going on? And he never saw this. So he went to the Alter Rebbe, and he went over to him, took off his hat, and he showed him that he's sweating in tremendous sweat, but he's controlling his body. You know, the Mitzvah Rebbe basically was, point was to yes, perceive these things, but stop with the erratic behavior, stop with this expression, these wild expressions of emotion. Everything needs to be channeled correctly if you want to have a long lasting, if you want to have a lasting effect. If you don't, that's why you jump there, that's why people who go, they're excited, they jump around.
A lasting effect on the person himself.
So from then on, he was much more, that's where the split was. The other one felt the other way. There is nothing like, he had a lot of chassidim. He didn't live that much longer, but none of the chassidim it took. The whole movement didn't take anything. Most of them came back to be either chassidim of the Mitzvah Rebbe or the Seventh Tzedek picked them up the next generation down. But the point is, again, we saw that even practically, that form of expression didn't last, didn't go anywhere. And over here also, when he says the Bina, Iyud, Tshuva Yirah, that Bina is truly a law. Why? Because over here we're talking about the emotion. But what kind of emotions? Emotions are controlled with an intellect, with a vision, with an understanding. It's not just not erratic only by itself. It has to be under a certain control of what exactly you're doing and why you're doing it. So it doesn't end up, because mostly if there's emotions, and actually Bahamut is emotions also. So if you have emotions, sometimes the other side can get hold of it. An interesting story is about the Shemach Tzedek, that after HaKofis, after chanting very wildly over the, through the night, afterwards he would sit down and run Chayshe Mishpat, because a lot of times with all this exciting emotions, if you don't ground it, then the other parts of you that are that shouldn't be so excited also get excited. So he right away sat down to learn Chayshe Mishpat. You have to use your head, again, Bina, to watch over these emotions to make sure that this stays in a positive place, not in the wrong place doesn't go. The Hainu, and then you see that practically many times at weddings, all these times where there's a tremendous expression of emotion, but sometimes they break a lot, they break rules that they shouldn't. So one of the reasons why we fast Bahab after a big yontif is because since it was such a big simcha yontif, to make sure that there's no mistakes or someone in the wrong way, the simcha doesn't, that it's why after a big, after a shoshal golem, there's a fast. That's an active for days, hey, days, Bahav, Monday, Thursday, and Monday of the next, and the week afterwards. But that's a different conversation. The Hainu Sha'ayatay Shemizbeinin, the God of Hashem, Bahamokas Hadas, who made it Meluach Binasi, the Chilu Verchimus Sichri, when somebody is intentionally focused with his intellect and the emotions that come out of it, the Tuv Tam V'Das, very clearly why he's feeling this. This is don't give me, not talking about your natural emotions to God, not to talk about anything that's naturally born that a Jew feels good, but we're talking about the love and fear that a person develops on his own, realizing that doing this is a good thing. I want to be this person, and fearing not to be this person. Fear, you can't just say love. Everybody wants to just be on the love side. But you can't just be on the love side because you have to be scared of a consequence. You have to be able to see what happens. It's part of what's reaction. What it's fear that makes us, that puts guidelines that we stay on the right path. Just being Ava, you get all over the place. So you need a certain amount of fear of losing it, and that's so you have and year, and but not enough with the natural, but the one that he develops on his own. That's really what Shema is, a development of emotions, what was supposed to be in Shema. That is the Rosh Hashanah. Came the year of Fachad. That's what it's called when we say the mother. That's hovering, or as he says, crouching over, watching over the little chicks. Now the main thing when we talk about Ava is spirit, stabik rucha the lucha, the connecting of one spirit to another. This is when it says in Shlomo Melech use all these references of love as a marshal. To understand godliness. And one is the concept of a kiss. What is the concept of a kiss? It's because that's the energy. Light, ear is the energy of a person. And when there's a kiss, it's sheared, and the same energy is being sheared. And that is the concept of what we learn when we're learning, and mitzvahs, is that the energy of the Torah is not only in the Torah now, but when I learn it and I understand it, and now it energizes my action. So now it's davik berucha berucha. Now that energy transformed to me, just like in a kiss, you shear the ear, then it goes one to the other. Same also by over here, by learning it, now you connect that. Now that's your energy. Now that becomes your ear. This is what it means. B'chol nafsha, b'chol nafsha, shehem hem kol chelkei ha-nefesh. To connect. That's through that energy. it's interesting that Rebbe talks about this, and when it comes to Bechol Nafshecha, the discussion on the first part of Shema and the second part. In the first part, it says Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol Meyedecha. In the second part, it does not say that. It doesn't say Bechol Meyedecha. It also, so there's a reason. The second part is more for Bawin Tshuva. Because over there, it says, if your heart goes in the wrong place, and you start doing avodah for another thing. And over there, it talks. So one line is said that over there, Bechol Meyedecha is missing. The other way it seems, Bechol Meyedecha. So everyone thinks Bechol Meyedecha means that extra which you give. Bechol Meyedecha, whatever they throw at you, that's an extra. But the fact of the matter is, in the second part of Shema, that since we see that once you take out the Chol Meidecha, you can already have problems. It's not that like you would think that there's extra. If you don't do the extra, then you at least you have the main thing. You don't have the extra. Second part of Shema tells us that if there's no Chol Meidecha, if there's not that feeling that whatever God throws at us, then you kind of can lose the main thing too. And that's why it says, and if your heart goes, you start going, you know, but there's already other things in that part of it. But also, the second part has to do with the whole union of tshuva. That's why we're discussing it. Shehen hen kol chalke nefesh, seichel omidus, or v'shehen. Seichel omidus, and all the machshuv v'shehen, meaning that a person with this energy doesn't just only take over his intellectual and his emotional, but also what he speaks about, what he thinks about, and what he does. Once I heard, she have it on my iPhone. I heard an interesting phrase in there. It says Kadeshim to you, that you should be holy. So it says, what do you mean you should be holy? How could you, so it was Mahu Rachem, just like he has Rachmanos Tisha, just like he has Chesed, you should have Chesed. So the question was, what do you need Mahu? What do you need? Because God is, therefore I am. Why can't you just say be Rachman, be Chesed, be that? No, why is it say Mahu? Just like He is. Why can't it just be what? Kikadoshani. So it says that you should do like His Midaita. So just say like He is a Rachman. You're a Rachman, you're a Chesed, it's a Chesed, and there's a third Galashin that known culturally that is Chosid. Just like he's a Chosid, you should be a Chosid. And that's a less quoted one, but it's Medish. Mahu Chosid, what? Now it is.
We're supposed to emulate Hashem.
So, but what is a Mahu? So, why is that the Mahu? So, they ever said, the reason I'm asking is that there are differences like this. What one might think is you have to be a mensch. That's the most important thing, to be a mensch. To be a mensch, to be Rachamon, Chazan, and things like that, that's not enough. We had quite a few, originally the Nazis, they were into dog rights and things. They also never went into somehow Rachamon. Look who you saw the worst of everything ever from such people. It's not enough to just be a so-called, you say you need to be a mensch. You need to be more than that. It's mahu. It's about the spirituality. You have to look at it because that's the godliness of it. Because otherwise there will be a challenge to it and you won't be able to overcome, and that part will be questioned. And the only reason why you'll be able to do it is because God's like that, therefore, that's the way it's created, that's the way it's meant to be, and therefore I'm going to do it. And those are the people that are stick to it, even when their going gets tough. That's why the Mahu is very important. So when he says, Hamidus v'midesu v'zvaruch, who's Mahu Rachem, again, we're talking about Tshuva Yirah, we're talking about connecting to the Nefesh of His, we're talking about connecting to godliness. So that means you do need to have Mahu. It needs to be much more than just the fact that you're going to be a chazdan, you're going to do nice things. A person can be a nice thing, but he doesn't become a holy person. He can be a good person. And sometimes that good person will be challenged and he's not doing the good thing. What's the difference with the holy person? The holy person, even when he doesn't, like some of the people, during the worst times, they stuck to the religion, they stuck to doing good, they stuck to the families, because it's beyond just the mental kind of it. It's the godliness of it. The fact that it's unlimited, the fact that there is creator. That I say who even this is by getting involved, by learning intently in the Torah, not just learning the words. It's very important, not just learning. Learning Iyun, understanding it, because basically it has to burn in our brains. That's why I always like when I come across something I don't understand. Because then you have to actually change the way your head's thinking. Then you have to actually figure it out. When you just learn something you know already, so then it just flies through. It's like something you heard it from somebody else already before. You don't pay attention. It goes right through. But if you never heard it before, you're like, whoa, what did you say? And then you're concentrating about it. And then you're internalizing it. Same thing over here. It's even out there. The terror came from Chokhmah wisdom. And therefore, we need to create wisdom to be able to understand this. We have to bring it forth, you know, bring it out of us. And thought. The question there that speaks about a lot, why say halacha here? It says dibur. Why can't it be just about learning? Because halacha, we're talking about tshuva over here. Anybody, whatever, about tshuva. And in about tshuva, the most important thing is that you're doing it because this is the right thing, There's a certain amount of kabbalah, so accepting the yoke, even though, you know, it's like that's one of the first steps in somebody changing is, do you know you did wrong? Because if a person doesn't realize he did wrong, then he didn't get anywhere. So the first thing in the tshuva is where someone says, I didn't do a good thing. I was out of line. I was out of line with my family. I was out of line with this. I was out of line with God. I was out of line. And the concept of halacha, as essence, is that concept. This is the way we do it. Because in the learning part, they're talking about Visham. Because you could see it this way, you could see it that way. And maybe you could do it this way, maybe you could do it that way. In every single halacha that we have, if you look inside the learning part, it could be this way and that way. But the halacha, this is the way to establish what we're going to that is being done. It has that kabbalah sale factor in it. When she calls it asim dvar b'sicha, and I'm putting it into your mouth, but that goes to halacha. Dvar esher samti b'sicha. I said, who might say stoker? When it comes to ma'aseh, what kind of ma'aseh are we talking about? Stoker. Also, where a person gives of himself. Since again, we're talking about a concept of growing and connecting, it's a type of action that actually makes a change in the person. And one thing that makes a change is when a person gives money that he could have used something else, and he gives it to the stalker, because he understands that the other person is as important, or maybe even more important. And that's why it's hard sometimes to give. To give it to someone who's fallen. And now you pick him up. You gave a new chayis. You gave a new energy. That's again the same thing. You took your energy. You had money. You could have done something with it. You could have enjoyed it. And then you took that money and you gave it to that guy who doesn't have any life, who doesn't have any enjoyment, has nothing. And you gave him life. So now, you connected energy with energy. This is what we said. This is the connection of life ear to ear, life to life. The tachas adveikus v'yichud. This is how it's one, because it's the same energy. It's just transformed to different body. But it's the same energy. It was when it was learning, same thing with learning. It's I thought that's in the book. The Torah was there, logic was there, but now it's energizing my life. And in Dibur, the same thing. And in Machshava, also the thought. The same also with the Maisa. But the action, my energy is his energy. It's all the same. And now he goes. Now he's going back to the original conversation. He says that when it came to the Zera of Atola, wasteful emission, that there was no other tshuva besides tshuva Yiloh. So he's going back. Why this fix it? For sure, not with the adulterous relationships or other tremendously bad things. Or Ishar Suri, the likes of the Rabbanim doesn't make a difference if it's been terrible for the Rabbanim. He chmurim to be safe. It's even worse if it's from the Chachamim. Well, that's a different discussion. Why? But if again, because this, since anything to do with a sexual nature has to have started in the brain, so therefore the actual pagam, the negativity, starts at a very, very delicate part of the person's psyche. Since it's the brain, once you start thinking different, therefore you're going to feel different, therefore you're going to act different. It's much, much different than just doing something by mistake. But someone's pagaya, something that's mostly done with the head, then your whole demeanor, your whole attitude towards everything is skewed. Okay, tiknu, therefore, they said, what is the takana for this? The Zohar says, so therefore he says there's a type of fixing for that pagam is intent learning. It's very interesting. Why? Because you need to get your head into something else. It's like it says by when they threw Yosef in the pit, it says Baharbaram, right? They threw in a pit that was empty. Ain't by mind. There's no water, but there's snakes and scorpions. No, whenever there's no water, there's going to be snakes and scorpions. Water is terror. If we're not going to be completely preoccupied, if your head's not totally thinking the right thing, then there's going to be the negative thing that's going to be there. So therefore, to fix that, put in the water. That's why vitikune, that is the way to fix it. It says in Tanya, if somebody did an aver and he gets and based on the type of sin that he has done, he deserves a nisa, unfortunately a death penalty, so to speak, or to speak actually. What is supposed to, someone should do so he should live? We're talking about spiritual death and a spiritual life. How does he live? In Hoyerogo we pray Tafechod. If somebody was accustomed to learn one page at a time, do two pages. With Shnei's paragraph, you used to learn, that was Yikra, like Teresh of Tav thing. If you're a Lishness, if you're putting your head into learning and you're going to one pair, do two broken. Behind the commercial chevel, that it's like, for example, someone had a rope and it got ripped. There's a ripping. What do? You make a knot, a double knot. When you make a double knot, now it ain't going. It's not that part's not going to be cut anymore. So that's the point. If you double up on what you did before, the opposite. Everybody thinks that when I do something bad, the heck with it. I might as well whatever. That's the opposite, he's saying. When someone does something wrong, the right thing to do is double up on the good things that you do, on the learning part. Because that makes a stronger knot. And the stronger knot makes up for the loss factor. Behind the commercial chevel and is because of the caution, then you make a dog. Shemokam akesha hu kavul muchupu. They ever discussed this. What is this? Why is this tshuva yilah? It's not that the Zohar is saying that's not tshuva tator. Tshuva tator is not enough. It's the tshuva. It's a double knot. On Shabbos, you now make a double knot because kesha shekayoma. It's a knot. Shabbos, you now make a knot that it's going to stay for a long time. So in other words, one knot, one just making a bow, it'll easily come out. But if you make a double one, it doesn't. So it's not that the second one, the Zohar is trying to say, only tshuva yilah. Really, tshuva tator, but only both of them together, by deciding not to do it, and by going into learning and being twice as intense as you were till now, that makes a knot that doesn't fall apart. That is a kesha shokayoma, a knot that lasts. So mokam apesha hu kofu l'mechupu, because in that spot now it's doubled up. Kofu hu b'chevel nachalosa, the same thing with the rope of our soul. Is that every time there's a rip at it, we double up. The chesed, the emes, yichuva oven. The ain emes eloter. And what is the emes? It says this is the chesed and emes. That's how it is forgiven. What is emes? Emes goes on ter. Oven beis eli. The zevach mincha hu diu mischape. Abu mischape b'teir gemilas chasadim kedis b'seiter kama duda shishana.
Thank you.